Holiday magic is in the air, and DSW's got all the shoes to make your season extra merry. Believe, you've got parties to attend and lists to check twice, so DSW is taking care of the details, like gifts to make their eyes all aglow, styles that bring joy to your world, brands everyone wants, like UGG, Nike, Birkenstock, and more, and deals to make your budget bright. Find the perfect shoes for you and yours at a DSW store near you or DSW.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Get back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Rolling along here on Sabres Live, our hockey insider, Darren Dreger from TSN, joining us in his usual time slot. Hi, Dregs. How are you?
I'm doing okay. How about you guys?
That was a, I'm not sure where I'm going with this. So
like, he knows we're coming in hot today. He's like, Oh, shoot.
I'm ready.
You're probably overheating, given that you still have snow pants on for the last hour inside the house. So why don't you continue to come in hot?
I'm feeling pretty good. Okay, so Dregs, I mean, everybody wants to know. And yesterday, the Sabres, they lose to the Rangers. The common theme on social media yesterday was, well, the Sabres need a veteran defenseman. Like, they need somebody else in their top four. You got Dahlin, you got Byram, you got Power, but you need somebody else there to help. Obviously, Matthias Samuelsson came back, but are we hearing anything when it comes to, like, the Sabres looking at adding a piece or two? And not so much the, everybody's calling at this time of year, but something that maybe could come in and help now because that's eight in a row.
No, nothing front burner or imminent. And, you know, that probably isn't going to appease the frustration of the fan base of the Buffalo Sabres. I get it, but I mean, there's a clear willingness and an appetite from Kevin Adams' perspective to do something to help this team right now. You know, the problem is you've got to have a willing partner. And, you know, I'm sure that Adams has had the same conversations with the general managers who have been able to make trades, you know, like Chris Drury moving Jake Trouba to the Anaheim Ducks. And we know that there's at least a real good mix of defensemen who are potentially in play. But it's not like teams are just handing these players over. And the issue, even though things are as dark as they seem in Buffalo, no pun intended, I mean, that's the reality of the world by virtue of the play and standings, they're also not out of it. I mean, the parity that is real in the National Hockey League, you know, again, as dark as it is in Buffalo, if all of a sudden they flip the switch and they win five or six games in a row, and they get a little bit of help along the way, well, they're right back in the mix. So Adams is trying to improve the team now. It's just real difficult, and there's just not a lot of activity or opportunity that allows him to do anything substantive.
I want to just throw in a couple of names out there just because the Montreal Canadiens have a ton of young defensemen, right? And they have, you know, Logan Mailloux, who's played games, and now Lane Hudson and Caden Gooley, and they have David Reinbacher, who's missing the whole year. But two names in Montreal that have been kind of brought up are David Savard and Mike Matheson. Like, is would there be an appetite or even a feel for, okay, let's do something right now in that way? And same on Montreal's side. Would they have an appetite to do something? Thinking like you bring in the David Savard and you say, okay, that's a veteran, you know, stay-at-home defenseman that could help, like, really stabilize maybe the top four.
I guess, but it's so early in the year still. Why would you do it if you're Kent Hughes unless you're hitting it right out of the park? At this point in the season, I'm saying, you know, that market was getting a little unruly as well too, right? Fan base was not happy with how the club was underperforming. Well, it feels like, and it seems like they've got it back on the rails. I mean, this is a team that is still fighting to be competitive, so they're not out of the woods by a long shot. But they know what they have to do in Montreal this year, and that is continue to give the fans there a competitive product. And, you know, if they don't get in the playoff mix, and they probably won't, then I think the fans are okay with it as long as the proof is there that they've turned the corner and next year is going to be a different story. Well, what are you getting back for Matheson or Savard? It's going to be significant, but is it enough to keep you in that place that you need to be right now? And I don't think it is, not at this point of the season. Maybe when you get closer to the March 7th trade deadline and it's abundantly obvious to everybody in Montreal that you're not a playoff-worthy team, then you start to consider that. But I think that Kent Hughes and company see value in having those two experienced defensemen there to keep things solid, but to also shepherd in the young defense so that those young defense are able to take more of the load next year.
Of course, we have seen, I would say, a pretty substantial amount of trade activity already this season.
Yeah.
And, you know, we talked very on about kind of almost the innocence of Lars Eller going back to Washington and then recognizing that it became rather important because they lost Ovechkin right away. But, you know, like, Utah was in a dire spot because of two start of season injuries, and they went out and added Olimata, right? And it helps. And you mentioned Trouba. We just saw a pretty big trade involving netminders in Georgiev and Blackwood. We've seen a top pick from a couple of years ago in Juracek move to Minnesota. So there has been movement, and like obviously the trade board among your peers at TSN and all other hockey covering media outlets, it exists all year long now. It's not just leading up to the deadline. So, like, I'm curious, Marty, Darren, like, what other names are possible now and or as this season goes on to fit the criteria that Marty's talking about for this Sabres team?
It's a challenge to answer that, Duffer, because automatically you go to the same sort of lineup that we've known about for weeks now, right? And then again, as you get closer to coming out of the roster freeze post-Christmas, you start looking at the expiring contracts and the fact that there hasn't been any negotiating on an extension, and those players kind of move up that trade bait ladder. And what then also muddies it further, look, we started the conversation talking about the Buffalo Sabres should be doing whatever they can to acquire a defenseman. All right, well, yeah, there's a lot of teams that are looking for defense, and there are a lot of teams that are looking for top nine centers. Well, who's trading away a 1-2 or a 3 centerman at this point of the regular season? So that's where, you know, I had conversations with management people this morning, and three of them are all looking for the same piece. And they're like, well, I mean, it's quiet because there are so many teams that have the same level of need that if there's a seller, they're not showing their hand because they want the level of desperation to elevate to where a team goes, okay, I've just got to find a way. But what also then gums it up is what you said, Brian, and that's, okay, well, Bill Guerin found a way to make a deal with Don Waddell and the Columbus Blue Jackets, and he paid a significant amount in terms of the pieces to acquire David Juracek. But Guerin would explain it this way. He did it because he knew that to acquire that player, he had to make a fair offer. He didn't want to try and fleece the Columbus Blue Jackets for David Juracek. He thinks that David Juracek is going to help the Wild moving forward. All right, here's what I have to give. And it was a fair deal for both sides. Not every general manager or ownership group thinks the same way. Everybody's trying to win it. And they think that the prices are coming down. Well, they're not going to come down until it's defined who's in a playoff spot or who obviously isn't going to make the playoffs.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Is it just me or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Do you have to look at teams like San Jose or Anaheim? And, you know, I mean, there's been like Michael Granlund has been rumored, you know, Trevor Zegras, and San Jose's already traded Mackenzie Blackwood to Colorado. Do you have to look at those teams? And if I look at San Jose and I look at the back end, I'm like, okay, would a Cody Ceci be a player that you say, okay, let's get him in because at least it's a veteran, stay-at-home guy, unexpiring deal.
Yeah.
But you can't wait until February. You can't wait until the trade deadline of early March. You got to make something happen right now. So are these the teams you got to look at, the teams that are far off Chicago? Because everybody else is thinking, we could – with a good week, we could be in a playoff picture.
Yeah. Well, Chicago needs to get better. Nashville needs to get better. San Jose, we know they're on that development plane, right? You know, they're trying to continually acquire draft picks and young players and pieces and all of that. So what Mike Greer has done has made sense. Cody Ceci's name is of interest to me. And maybe fans in the East haven't paid close enough attention to what Cody Ceci can provide. But I'm telling you that Cody Ceci next to Matthias Ekholm last year with the Edmonton Oilers was their second most reliable defenseman. You know, he could eat up minutes. He stabilized. He was smart. And it's because Cody Ceci has found where he's most comfortable and he's the best fit. And it's somewhat similar to what we're seeing now from Darnell Nurse and the Edmonton Oilers in that, hey, just know who you are. Make a simple play. Defend as well as you can, and there'll be a place for you. And given, you know, Cody Ceci's price point and where the San Jose Sharks are, if I were a general manager and wanted to improve my blue line, he'd be one of the first names that I would circle and I would make a call on. Because
and he's a right shot, something the Sabres don't have a lot of.
100%. And he's inexpensive. He's got experience. He's a right shot. and he's a real good character guy. So there's, it's surprising to me that there isn't more chatter around him, but I think that that has more to do with where he's playing today as opposed to the quality of player that Cody Ceci can be.
You think Greer is holding an inordinate amount of the cards heading towards this year's trade deadline based on the fact he acquired more assets in the most recent deal? He's got an expiring contract in Granlund. He's got an expiring contract in Luke Cunningham, who's all of a sudden having a career year. Mm-hmm. The mention of CeCe, both of his goalies, like I immediately became fixated on, oh, like Georgiev's going to go to somebody else by the deadline as an insurance policy, right? So he's going to pick up even more assets. What do you think? Like Greer's in a pretty good spot here?
I think he's in an excellent spot, you know, and he's got time on his side. It's not like he's playing with house money here, but the expectation level across the league and what the San Jose Sharks are going to be in the short term in the next couple of seasons is fairly limited, right? I think we understand where they're at. I mean, they've got some wonderful pieces there to continue to build around. But I think that Mike Greer is going about this in a very methodical and strategic way. And he also has cap space, which matters too, right? And then, you know, that's why I think a lot of us are interested to, let's lump Pat Verbeek and the Anaheim Ducks into that equation as well. You know, they make the Jacob Trouba deal, not necessarily because they needed Jake Trouba. Yeah, they like the experience and, you know, he's going to help in a myriad of different ways from a competitive aspect. But they could take on his money. And so I'm curious to see what happens with Trouba. There's speculation that they flip him between now and March 7th. But how many top contending teams, they're all cap teams, are going to be able to take on that money? And if you're Anaheim ownership, why would you be wanting to retain? So that's where it gets a little precarious, I think, if put on an expiring contract, the ones you talked about, Duffer, that Mike Greer has in San Jose, yeah, those are attractive pieces to teams, especially as you get into the second half, you get into February, and teams that know what their weaknesses are that aren't afraid to give up what Mike Greer is looking for, either a younger player from his prospect pool or draft picks, which he can flip into something else, or, you know, he can utilize to further develop his team overall.
You talk to a lot of GMs, you know, regularly and exchange texts, and we know what Kevin Adams said to the media last Friday when he did a little presser there. But how do you think he's doing with this situation and how he's feeling? Obviously, the pressure from the fan base and everybody.
Yeah, he gets it, right? I mean, obviously, the general manager, the coach, everyone associated with the Buffalo Sabres wishes they weren't in the situation that they're currently in right now. I thought he was very honest, and I've heard this messaging from other general managers, especially those in smaller Canadian markets, where, you know, look, let's be honest, if you're not a winning team in Buffalo, if you're not a winning team in Ottawa, if you're not a winning team in Edmonton or in Winnipeg, you're not a destination of choice. You know how many times Kevin Cheveldayoff and the Winnipeg Jets have been turned down in trying to make a meaningful trade, but, oh, that player is a no-trade clause, and that player's not going to Winnipeg, right? That happens now, and the Winnipeg Jets are a top-three team in the Western Conference. I mean, you know, getting the players, you know, I think of some of the trades that they had to make of key players. Eichel was a little bit different, but then you have the Reinhardt situation, the Ristolainen situation. Well, from those players, they weren't going to sign or extend in Buffalo longer term. That's completely different than where the Buffalo Sabres are at right now. They'd love to get into the free agent market and lure some of the key pieces into Buffalo. But there are two sides to every transaction. And if the player isn't willing to consider, like, look, Jacob Trouba, I think that Buffalo had some interest in Jacob Trouba. Why wouldn't you? I don't think that they really were in the game, because they knew that the player wasn't going to come to Buffalo. So it's a crappy situation to be in because it forces the general manager to work harder. But Adams is willing to do that. So you may not like collectively as a fan base or certain media what he delivered in his media availability, but I think he did good in just being honest, because that's the situation that he's in right now and he's trying to work through.
Drags, we got to roll and blow some snow. So we'll see you next week here on Sabres Live.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
Hockey Insider from TSN, Darren Dreger. We're back after this. Marty's laughing.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.